Habla usted Spanglish with Larry Torres. Mi grandpa es un good storyteller. Amaneció muy cold and windy. Las hojas de los aspen trees had almost all fallen off. Oh, there were still una que otra aquí hanging on for dear life from the branches. ¿Por qué es que las leaves de los aspen trees tremble in the wind? Asked Canutito as he sat closer to his grandpa for warmth. Well, I'll tell you, mijo, said Grandpa Caralampio, swinging his arm over his grandson's head and hugging the little boy. Es una old story. The little boy paró las orejitas, always ready to listen to one of his grandpa's stories de más antes. Es que en los tiempos de la Bible, began his grandpa as he cleared his throat, Jesús was leading a group of men called apostles. Algunos were pretty good men like pescadores and carpenters, pero algunos were not so good como los tax collectors and the men from the IRS. Did they really have the IRS even entonces? Asked the little boy sitting up and opening his eyes, somewhat surprised. ¿Por qué piensas que people say that the only thing segura en la vida are taxes and death? They've always been around, replied his grandpa, even los tiempos de Jesús. Canutito leaned back, satisfecho with the answer. Pero, de cualquiera manera, Jesús wanted to teach them a lesson. He told them, hoy we are going to hacer un sacrificio. I want you to pick up some rocks and carry them around todo el día. Pues los bien buenos, los lambes, like Peter, James, and John, picked up huge rocks, and they were trastraviando with them all over the place todo el día. Pero los más huevones como Judas pick up little pebbles and played with them todo el día, tossing them into the air and pretending that they were marbles. Pues when it came time to eat lunch at noon, all the apostles sat down debajo de un árbol to eat. Jesús pointed to everyone's rock and said, let all of those piedras be turned into pan. And so it was. So the good apostles got to eat huge hunks of bread, pero Judas just got a little migajita, and he was still hungry. After they finished comiéndose el lonche, Jesús ordered them to pick up some more piedras again. Pero this time, Judas was not going to take any chances. He picked up the biggest, the heaviest boulder that he could find, y todo el día ay, trastravió all over the place con él. He hauled it, staggering under its weight all afternoon, until it was time to preparar la cena. Todos los apóstoles sat under a tree, the same as they had at noon. Pero most of them only had tiny rocks, pero not Judas. He was almost squished by the weight of his piedrotota. He sat there with la lengua de afuera and waiting for Jesús to say the right words. Just then, Jesús got up, he rolled back his sleeves and he said, tonight we will take a break. Vamos a ordenar pizza del Pizza Hut. Judas just fainted. Canutito picked up his head and looked intently at his grandpa. Oiga, grandpa, he began. Do you mean to tell me que tenían Pizza Hut in those days también? Naturalmente, sure, said his grandfather emphatically. Canutito looked at him suspiciously, but he decided to let sleeping perros lie, so he just changed the subject a little. Oiga, grandpa, he said, you told me que los aspens tremble because of something in the Bible, pero you didn't tell me que era. Oh, sí, said Grandpa Caralampio, picking up his trend of thought. The reason que los aspens tremble is que they were supposed to be the trees from which Judas se colgó. The trees tremble because they had been partners in the crime of Judas. Canutito thought briefly of what his grandfather had said before he cleared his throat again and asked, Oiga, Grandpa, are you sure que habían aspen trees in Jerusalem en los tiempos de la Bible? I thought that they only had olivos and laureles and cedros de Líbano. Grandpa Caralampio took a deep breath before answering. Fine, he said, mira, mijo, the way que yo pienso las cosas, if there was an IRS and a Pizza Hut in biblical times, pues, then I'm sure que también tenían que tener aspen trees. Canutito just fell back against the banco and groaned. Ay. And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for Habla Usted Spanglish.